Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about tone. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, what tone should one use as a software engineer in code review suggestions? Well, I would suggest that you use the we. I use we. Like yes, like you refer to almost like a scientific document. If you're going to suggest anything, say something along the lines like we should consider doing A, B, and C. It would be great if we considered doing A, B, and C, etc., etc. Everything is a suggestion. Everything is a loose reference to this would be a great idea. The reason being that that tone is the one that I usually land on is because the problem with code reviews and the problem with people is that they have different ways of reading what is being said. And I have more than once been in a situation where I've been saying something, a completely like benign sentence, but the person that I'm talking to is a oversensitive, super scared person who basically assumes that everything I say is a criticism. And the problem with that is that it creates a situation where I can't communicate with this individual, even though I can communicate with other people, a lot of other people. And the problem then becomes is that can come back and bite you in the ass. And as you probably can suspect, that has actually happened at one point. It's been to the been to it's maybe actually once or twice. I've dealt with people who are so sensitive, and I am not joking, they are so sensitive that a comment just saying that we should fix this thing, it's this thing isn't so good, we should do this instead, in my opinion, has been taken as brutal criticisms, and I have been asked by my employers to tone it back. And in some cases, it's gone so far that the person has I've been put in pretty bad situations due to the fact that I communicated something, and the employer is going to side almost exclusively, depending on where the employer, with the person who is considered to be the victim. And when that happens, there is very little you. That's the problem of well. I'm not going to say too much about that, but this is sort of the thing that I try to tell employers when they say that, oh, we want our employees to be honest. Yeah, you want them to be honest as long as they're telling you things that you want to hear usually. The problem is that when an employer or a manager asks someone to be honest, you're basically asking a person who you have the authority over to, like you basically can take away their livelihood if you feel like it, to do something that they don't benefit from whatsoever. Because the only consequence of not saying that things are bad or so forth is that the company is going to suffer at the end of it. If you can emotionally detach yourself from like all the problems within the company, nothing matters to you, because the reality is that if you can deal with all those issues without complaining, then the company is the one is the company is going to suffer, and the employers know that. It's just that at the same time, they feel literally no responsibility. They have no responsibility to be accountable towards you as the employee, which means that if you complain or if you say something, you are always in the risk of seeing consequences for anything you say. And it doesn't matter if they tell you that that's what they want to hear, because they can still stab you in the back. And I have been there, my friends. I know exactly how it feels. Because being honest, as I said, it's something that a person says in order, like that's what your manager is going to tell you in order for you to do something, as I said, that at the end of the day just benefits them. The most safe bet position that you can possibly have is to be a yes person. That is the safest bet that you can possibly have. So never take any accountability for anything and just smile and say that everything is a good idea all the time. That is the reason why it's such a popular position to have when you're in middle management and similar sorts of situations. Because the reality is that if you stick your neck out, you might be in for it. And it's the same thing here with code reviews. If you take a strong position on you should be doing things in this way or that way, you have to be fairly certain that the people who you are talking to understand, like they can handle the fact that you are being honest or like you're saying things, etc., etc. And you have to be in a position where the company doesn't have like a super PC culture thing or like anything like that. If any of that is not true, then you're in for it basically. Then you put yourself in a risk position. And on the other hand, if you take the wrong tone with the wrong person, it basically comes out, it comes back as resentment or other sorts of issues. And this communication thing is like half. This is like half the problem with code reviews, and it's the half the problem. Like it's the number one thing that software developers fight over. No, hands down, it's the number one thing. And some people, I've seen it 100 times before. Like you, I will add a few comments to their story at one point. They take that super, super personally, even though it's like a daily thing we do every single day. And if you make a mistake, they will with glee point out that you made that mistake and really try to make you, they basically try to punish you in reverse, because they have been offended by the fact that you had a suggestion on how to improve their code, and now they're going to get you back. And that immaturity is something that is very, very real and is present in, I would say, more than a few places. It's very likely that you're going to find that in almost every single company between a few developers here and there. It is a struggle to find that balance between transparency and honesty and just sort of letting things go. And my suggestion to you is, as I said, realize that the problems of forcing your will upon the company is usually not worth it. And this is a tough one to swallow, but if you present everything as a simple, non-threatening suggestion, people will like you. Like, they will like your suggestions, and if you have the respect and the authority, they're going to hear you out. If they don't care about your comments, then they're going to ignore them. And although that might feel shit to you, the reality is that if you start standing your ground and you try to push people into doing what you want, and you're not a manager or something like that, as I said, you can be stabbed in the back like that. It is literally the same thing that might happen if, you know, you could be an innocent in a crime. That doesn't matter, because when the police come, it's about who can prove that they are innocent, because the police don't know. And if you have a historically bad relationship or like a disposition that the police may not like, they are humans, and they're going to be inclined to believe the person that they want to believe. That's something that's very real, and your manager is definitely going to behave the same way. I can promise you that. Never, ever, never, ever, ever, ever buy in to the things that people quote-unquote say, and like this sort of PC bullshit that we're all friends and we're all going to trust each other. People are people, and they will act accordingly regardless of what they actually say in the moment, because later on they're going to justify it. Trust me. Never, this is one that I, this is my personal saying, never ever underestimate people's ability to justify their own actions. You could take all the fascists in the world, put them next to each other, and they will all have a reason as to why they are different from, like, the thing they are doing is different from whoever else is doing something that is not that good, even though it might be exactly the same thing. So, what I want you to take away from this is that the tone that I suggest that you take is to make everything a we statement. We should, like a suggestion that we as a team, we should do this thing, we should be thinking about this thing, etc., etc., etc. Never say to anybody, like, you should do this or do that, do this, etc., etc. Because as soon as you do that, you put yourself, the tone of that is a command. It's a command rather than a suggestion. And the problem with that is that there are people, I have met them, that are so sensitive to any type of communication that if you say something like that, they will take offense. And the problem with offense in today's society is that offense can equal you getting fired. Because it does not matter what the intent is. It does not matter whether you are right or wrong. What matters is who got offended and how likely is the person above you to actually check out the situation and actually make an informed decision, and how likely are they to simply side with the person who is crying about it. And the problem is that some people are being mistreated, and that's where this thing comes from. But it's just that we always take it to the some people take it to the absolute extreme. If somebody's being mistreated, or like someone is like really obnoxious in a code review, this person should be held accountable. But not all communication is ill intended, even though people are complaining about it. And the problem with that is that that person who is your manager, they will have to make an informed decision and actually look into the thing, which they usually don't. What they do instead is that they will simply complain, say that you have received complaints, you are a problem, stop causing the situation. And that's why I'm saying that all it takes is someone to report you, basically, and things might actually go very sour for you. And so that's why I tell you, you have almost nothing to gain from taking like running a hard line, because first and foremost, it's not your company, most likely. Number two is, if the code is a little bit more shitty than it is, you can still deliver, you can still rewrite it later, you can still do all of these sorts of things. And certainly, lastly, it's only hurting the managers. If the whole system turns to shit and you don't care about it, they're going to pay you just as much, regardless of if it's a good system or a bad system. And they will have themselves to be held accountable. They are the people to blame for this. The problem is that we live in a world where accountability of this sort of stuff isn't really, it's really sort of lost in translation. It's the developer's fault that the system is shit usually, even though the managers are creating an environment where you, the people who are actually like who are writing the code, can't actually do good work. And that's the world that you live in. And then finally, when they tell you that, you know, they want you to be honest, etc., etc., just take that with a gigantic pinch of salt. That is what every single person is going to say that. The reality is that if you do anything that they disagree with, or something where they feel like, yeah, I'm going to throw my weight around, you are in the hot seat. Doesn't matter if you have quote unquote just done what they have told you, because when it comes to being open, honest, etc., etc., they will look at you as a person who's accountable for your own actions, which means that if they don't like you, you are going to have a problem. So my suggestion to you is to either make sure that you are in an environment where you can be yourself, or do the thing that the vast majority of the entire world is doing. Especially if you want to see this in action, go to the service industry. They're extremely good at this. Put on the mask. Just put it on. And that is regardless of what your manager says, because at the end of the day, they are asking you to take a risk where there is almost no benefit for you to take that risk, unless they are the sort of person that you can trust. And that is a big if. If they haven't proven to you that they are trustworthy and that you can rely on them to be like a level-headed, wise manager or something like that, then don't take the risk. Why would you? Have a great day.